brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to get back to what I said earlier. And I'll correct myself, and I'll say, okay, fine, these are popular was not the right word to say. Mainstream was the right word to say.
Mainstream.
And
yeah, controlled corporate paradigm.
So if you, when you have, you know, somebody, in just the last 10 minutes, you have gone off on so many different topics here. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, how quickly your brain is just spinning all this information. But when you don't have, when the ideas aren't necessarily mainstream, people then think not mainstream equals unorthodox, unorthodox equals something else. And that's where then, you know, character attacks come out, like
and there are a lot of schizophrenics attracted to this information.
Sure.
And a lot of crazies that think a chupacabra's in their basement, or think, you know, the abominable snowman's in their backyard, or flying saucers are going to, abduct them. I'm different from a lot of the conspiracy theorists that are out there. It's a very diverse field, but in the 40s and 50s, if this has come out, the CIA would get control of little publications and newsletters that were about the Federal Reserve or the New World Order or the British banking system, and they would then start publishing UFOs and chupacabras, kind of like pulp fiction in between real stuff. Like all the time I'll see News of the World or Inquirer, and there'll be some mainline story about new Bank of the World to rule everybody. Now that's in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, but it's also there at the checkout stand for people that don't read. And it'll be right next to Space Baby Part Bat or Bush Meets with Alien. And so people see the Space Baby or the Bat Boy story right next to something that's actually in the mainstream news. About a third of what you see in those is actually true, and that's done deliberately to discredit. And so everything I talk about, civilian inmate labor camp program, or new Bank of the World, or Time Magazine, New World Order, or Financial Times of London, and now for world government. I mean, they say it's been secret, it's tyrannical, it's for your own good, we'll save you. We've created the financial crisis. Do what we say, everything will be all right. They actually say this. But see, I'm competing with people that shows Barack Obama shaking hands with a space alien on the White House lawn, and right next to it, it'll say bees dying from GMO corn pollen. And that's actually German studies, Chinese studies, British studies. It's actually happening, but it's right next to the president shaking hands with an alien.
So how do you stand apart from those kinds of people, and how, from just from a purely pragmatic standpoint, how do you make a difference as just one guy, one voice, one filmmaker?
Because I explain to people the tactics the psych warfare experts use to condition them to accept tyranny, the different little games they play, and I show people. And then they go, oh, yeah, I have always noticed that. I tell them truths. I'm telling them something their subconscious mind, or even their conscious mind, has thought about many times and forgotten about in the hustle and bustle of life. And also the most important thing is I've made prediction after prediction after prediction after prediction in the hundreds. Almost got hit there. In the hundreds that have all come true. But they're not predictions. Everybody thinks I've got like some crystal ball and I'm, jacked into, Saruman's, all-seeing eye. That's not what's happening. I read the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome.
All right, let's cut the clip. We're going to go more to that later on. Alex Jones going to be joining us, I think, at the 1:30 marker. We're going to go to Mike Adams in the next segment of healthranger.org to discuss, this bird flu. And this bird flu vaccination from Baxter out of Austria that was mailed, I believe, to 14 separate countries when it went to a subcontractor in the Czech Republic, and they injected into some ferrets. The ferrets die. This isn't what's supposed to happen. And then they take a look at it, and it's two separate strains of bird flu and a strain of the flu virus in the supposed vaccination, the inoculation. Sounds suspicious to anybody else? Well, we'll be back right after this covering the story. PrisonPlanet.com, TheInfoWarrior.com, and of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, where we'll be broadcasting live after this segment.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F word, food. Food, the F word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex should be popping in about a half an hour or so. Before we go to Mike Adams of healthranger.org, I want to thank one of the great sponsors that make this show and others like it possible. eFoodsDirect.com, that's eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable food company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. You can give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Or just go to eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. So now I want to go to Mike Adams of thehealthranger.org. Mike, before we get into, you know, this bird flu vaccination story and really the vaccinations in general, why don't you give a brief summary of how you got into this and who you are?
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show today, by the way. It's always an honor to speak to your listeners. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I'm the founder and editor of naturalnews.com, and you know, I'm a health freedom advocate, and I used to be diseased. I used to be on pharmaceuticals maybe 9 years ago, and I was really, really sick, borderline obese, diabetic, and so on. And using nutrition and natural medicine, and by following the principles of health freedom and personal responsibility, I was able to get really healthy and then to teach that to others. And that's what I do today.
And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, it's a lot of what you put into your body, whether you exercise or not, that's going to prevent a lot of these diseases, sicknesses, and really just make you feel a whole lot better. You don't need all these drugs that the pharmaceutical companies are constantly pushing on you in magazines and television.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Disease is not like being struck by lightning. You're not struck with cancer one day out of the blue suddenly by random chance. You know, disease is not a matter of bad luck. It's a matter of cause and effect. What you eat becomes the health that you exhibit. And we know today that we can prevent now 70, 80, maybe even 90% of all cancers just by changing what people eat, avoiding toxic chemicals in personal care products and in foods and medicines, and by getting a reasonable amount of sunlight so that you generate vitamin D in your skin. We could collapse the cancer industry overnight, really, just if we educate people. But as you well know, and your listeners know, that is the information that is being censored by the FDA and the FTC. And that's probably a whole nother show right there.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. A lot of people don't understand that cancer is big, big, big business. And the last thing that they want to do is to stop using radiation. And I mean, it's like a death industry. And these guys make billions and billions of dollars on it. They don't want you healthy. This is just this movement that gets us really into, you know, what they're putting in the vaccinations, because they've been caught before. Like I stated earlier in the hour, you know, SV40, simian virus 40, in the polio vaccinations back in the late 50s, early 60s. I mean, it's unbelievable. And now we have this story coming out of, I believe it came out of Bloomberg on February 24th. It got picked up around the world, but really not discussed at all in any mainstream media outlets here other than that one story. Bird flu in the bird flu vaccinations, two separate strains and then another separate strain of flu virus. I mean, is this an accident?
Well, that's the big question, really. And, you know, you got to remember, we almost, by we, I mean human beings, we almost caused a global pandemic. Well, this company, really, Baxter International, based out of Deerfield, Illinois. They have companies in Austria and other places offices there where they conduct these kinds of medical activities. They almost unleashed a massive global pandemic. It's sort of like when we almost had the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, we were just minutes away from one guy pushing the button and having nuclear missiles. Well, this almost happened with the avian flu thanks to this company. Is it an accident? Well, there are really only two possibilities here. One possibility is that they did it on purpose, which, you know, they will deny, of course, but that's something that needs to be considered. The other possibility is that they're incompetent, and that might be even scarier because it means it could happen at any time accidentally. You see what I mean?
Yeah. I very much think that this is not an accident. I mean, how do you get three separate types of flu virus, two of them being bird flu, into a bird flu vaccination? And then another story that came out, I believe earlier in the week that we cover here, is that now there's a new strain of flu that is 98.5% resistant to Tamiflu and other like vaccinations. So, you know, it seems to me every time they put these vaccinations out, people take them. All of a sudden there's a new strain and it's resistant to this for some reason. I don't think it's an accident.
Well, the vaccines are a medical joke. They might as well just call them placebo. I mean, they do not work. The viruses that are in the wild have already mutated to be immune to virtually all the vaccines that have ever been manufactured for avian flu. And you might recall a couple of years ago, the U.S. government spent, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars, which seems small now in light of the bailout situation, but it's still a lot of money. They spent that on Tamiflu and other vaccines for a potential pandemic outbreak. All that money's wasted because those vaccines are useless. But here's the real worrisome part. That this company, Baxter, follows something called Biosafety Level 3 protocols, that BSL-3. Now, BSL-4 is the highest level of biosafety. That's used to deal with really virulent strains like Ebola. Biosafety Level 3 is just below that. And if you follow those protocols, it is physically impossible to contaminate these materials in the way that they were contaminated. So either they did it on purpose, or they are not following the protocols that they claim to, which means that we shouldn't trust any of their vaccines. That's the big issue that people are finally starting to become aware of.
Well, I didn't realize it was biosafety level 3 and there's only 4 levels. What would be like a fourth level, like a Plum Island or something like that?
Yeah, right, like Marburg virus or Ebola, extremely virulent viruses that actually can kill you within hours. Frankly, those viruses are not really a pandemic threat. because they kill the host too quickly to be spread. Mm-hmm. And the people from the CDC will tell you the same thing. The real threats are from the viruses that can be carried and incubated in human beings for a long time without killing the host. And those are the viruses that can spread easily, you know, through airports, air travel, anywhere people gather. And we have a lot of people living in high density situations now around the world. We're primed for a pandemic influenza outbreak on our world today. It's only a matter of time, in my opinion, before we get hit with one. But you know, this company, Baxter, seems to want to accelerate the timeline, right?
No, it seems not like they not only want to accelerate the timeline, but they want to put it out there on such a massive level. I mean, can you imagine if 250,000 people in this country took that vaccination? You know, and if they could, I mean, this one of the strains was a person-to-person strain. Why don't you explain how there are different strains of this bird flu, and some of it will only affect birds, but some of it can actually infect human hosts, and I think we've had something like 50 or 60 people worldwide become infected with bird flu.
Sure. Yeah, the different strains, they're usually given nicknames, you might say. For example, H5N1 is the most common name for the typical avian flu strain. But there are different forms, such as H3N2. And these letters and numbers really just describe the configuration of proteins on these viruses, or viri, if you want to use the correct term. But the bottom line is that some strains can be passed from human to human, from person to person. And these can be developed in the wild, literally by random mutation, from a strain that is not infectious from human to human. So, in other words, if enough people in, let's say, South China are hanging out with poultry in very unsanitary conditions, they could become infected with avian flu from the poultry. And then if the wrong mutation happens, they could become carriers of a human infectious strain of bird flu. And that is exactly what virtually all of the infectious disease scientists and researchers have warned us about. They know it's only a matter of time. Nature does this. Nature will have these random mutations, and we will get hit by this sooner or later.
Baxter's, what happens if we do get hit? I mean, what do you think will happen if we get hit with something like this?
Well, if you look at 1918, which was, you know, called the Spanish flu, that was the big global infection. About a third of all the people in the world got sick, and about 50 million died. And, you know, that was almost 100 years ago. You would think we have better medical technology today, but the truth is, we don't know anything more about real health today than we did 100 years ago. I mean, all these vaccines, these injections, these pharmaceuticals, these are not going to stop avian flu. So we could, once again, experience perhaps a third of the world's population being sick, and we would have far more than 50 million dead because, of course, the population is much larger. So we're talking about a complete overrun of the hospitals, the clinics, the entire medical system would be essentially jammed up beyond belief, and everyone would have to fend for themselves in such a scenario.
Well, you know, if you're talking one-third of the population, that's 2 billion people, and that just gives the government excuses for mass roundups, quarantines. I mean, will this be the end of liberty as we know it? I mean, worldwide.
Oh, it very well could turn into something like that. I mean, quarantines are already written into law. You know, they've, as Alex has talked about many times, they've done all of these simulations in cities of outbreaks and how they quarantine people and isolate them and have mandatory, essentially, arrest of people who show symptoms. I mean, yeah, this could be a very big deal. But the bottom line is, for people out there, there are herbs, there are natural medicines, and I'll be happy to name some of them here, and I'll even name some sources that I don't have any involvement with, just if you want to hear some of that. There are things that you can do to protect yourself from this that are far more powerful than any vaccine, and they're safer and they're even less expensive.
Well, let's go over that in the next segment. It's Mike Adams of the Health Ranger, healthranger.org, know the. And again, this is a big industry of suffering and death. That's what the cancer industry is. That's what this bird flu industry looks like to me. I mean, when you find two separate strains in the quote-unquote vaccination, there are big problems. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And before we go back to Mike Adams of HealthRanger.org, I want to thank another one of our sponsors, Akola Blue. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I am drinking some Akola Blue right now. The number is 1-800-691-6043 or AkolaBlue.com. That's E-C-O-L-O-B-L-U or B-L-U-E.com. The water passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. It's 1-800-691-6043 or AkolaBlue.com. I think it's delicious. I drink it all the time over here. You can see it at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. All right, back to Mike Adams. And, Mike, we talked a lot about the problems in the last segment. Why don't you go over some of the solutions?
Sure, a lot of really great solutions out there that you can use to protect yourself and not become a victim of the government or of modern medicine if such a scenario unfolds. Now, there are herbs called adaptogens that are very useful for balancing and modulating the immune system. If you, your listeners may know, for example, that in the 1918 Spanish flu, the people who died were those with an overactive immune system. The virus tricks your immune system into overreacting and killing you with what's called cytokine storm. Now, I don't want to get too technical. I'll just say that these herbs help balance and modulate your immune system while boosting it. And I don't have any financial ties, by the way, with any of these that I'm going to mention. So they're just independent recommendations. But some of those adaptogens that really work are called rhodiola, ashwagandha, cordyceps, which is a mushroom, chaga mushroom, that's spelled C-H-A-G-A, reishi mushroom, and schizandra berries, which are a Chinese medicine. And some of the places that sell combinations of these are BaselineNutritionals.com sells a super Virgon that's really good. MushroomScience.com sells a number of medicinal mushrooms. DragonHerbs.com and MountainRoseHerbs.com sells something called the Star Anise herb. That's A-N-I-S-E, Star Anise. This is the herb that the Tamiflu vaccine is actually stolen from. Some of the active phytochemicals in that herb were then replicated by the pharmaceutical companies. Except the herb is better because it has a lot more synergy from the different phytonutrients. So those are just some sources and some things that you can look into and you might want to have on hand for whatever happens in the future.
So how do we combat, you know, the mainstream media and these large pharmaceutical industries that seem to have endless amounts of money to dump into advertising, both in print and on television and even on the web? I mean, how do we get our message across?
Well, really, I think it's first it's more important just to protect yourself and protect your family members, the people close to you. Make sure that you can survive a pandemic. Make sure that you don't become a victim of the cancer industry, for example. In my view, no one should ever give in to chemotherapy. There are safer ways that you can overcome cancer. But in terms of getting the message out, you know, some people are willing to listen and some people aren't. And sadly, if there is a pandemic, those people who depend on mainstream medicine, they will die. They will absolutely die because mainstream medicine will not save them. Just like, you know, when it comes to finances, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury will not save you either. And medicine won't save you. If you want to be safe, whether we're talking about finances or health, you've got to prepare yourself starting right now because any of these things could happen at any time. It doesn't mean that they will happen tomorrow, but they could happen. These H5N1 viral strains are out there and they could become a global pandemic at any time.
One of the things you really talk about on your website and when you do these kind of talks is personal responsibility. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in personal responsibility. I do not agree with the handout mentality. I think that we should all teach ourselves, our children, and each other how to not just survive, but how to be proactive, constructive contributors to a better world. And what really concerns me in our world today is that we see too many people wanting someone else to solve their problems. You know, like AIG today. These money managers are getting millions of dollars in bonuses after receiving billions of dollars in bailout money. It's going to have to be paid by the taxpayers. You know, that's an outrage, and that's an example of what I'm against. Those people should be responsible for their losses. And we, the taxpayers, the hardworking people of this country, shouldn't be out there bailing out those rich bankers who lost all the money and have proven themselves to be incompetent.
I'm 100% with you there, my friend. The website is healthranger.org. His name is Mike Adams. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and TheInfoWarrior.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
I watch C-SPAN, I watch the Japanese diet, I interview world leaders, and I read white papers, and more importantly, I read the books. These guys all write books. David Rockefeller 4 years ago wrote a book, and on page 400 and something, you can Google this, I forget the exact name of the book, so I'm driving through traffic. It was his autobiography that he wrote 4 years ago, like in 2006. And he says in there, yes, I want a world government. Those that accuse me of it, I say I'm guilty as charged and I'm proud of it. Or you have Helmut Schmidt, the former German chancellor before Helmut Kohl, writing a book, Men and Power, is a political retrospective, where he says, yes, there's a global elite. Yes, we're going to rule you. Yes, the banks are going to run it. And yes, I love the Bohemian Grove and I love the rituals we do there. I mean, he says, I love the Druidic rituals we do there. I mean, they brag in their own books that might sell 20,000 copies to each other. I had Rothkopf, former head of the Kissinger Group, who wrote Superclass last year on my show. We call him up, producer sets him up during the break. I go, hey, you know who I am? Yeah, you're Alex Jones, the guy. You know, I want to come on the show and talk to you. I know who you are. We know who you are. And off air, he goes, yeah. And they always do stuff like this, and it's not true, but low-level people feel good. And like, oh, I'm part of it. He goes, you know, there's 6,000 people in the Superclass, and you're kind of the king of your movement. That makes you part of the Superclass. And he came on and said, yeah, it's a world government for our own good, and we're the Superclass, and we run things, and we're nice. No, they're not nice. And that's what they tell the colonels and admirals and generals and media people. Oh, you know, the CFR is kind of the outer court for these people. There's like 5,000 members now. British intelligence set it up in 1922 in Pratt House in New York. And it was only a few hundred then. True roundtable group, power behind the throne, key people in banking, government, media. Now it's like almost 5,000. And it makes them all feel important. They're kind of in the outer court. And we're doing a global government for everyone's own good. And we'll give you, you know, perks and better jobs and power to be part of it. So they have like 5,000 of the most powerful people in America. Just, they have people in every other country doing it. It's just disgusting. It's British behind-the-throne power. In the last 200 years, they had a lot of resistance to their viceroys and puppet governors. They learned that they removed that, but still owned everything and had a corporate-controlling elite. They could then bring in politicians, bring in leaders, bring in different coups, and change it up, and the people could never have a true revolution. It's all about shielding the real elite from true revolution.
This is so much information that is just on your mind all the time, and you know, I don't mean to be glib about this, but what does a guy like you do to relax or have fun?
My survival instinct. This is what is fun. You know, warning your fellow humans is advertised as some rare altruistic thing. I am not even the best person, the nicest person in the world. I have bad thoughts, greedy thoughts. You know, I like to destroy people that have gone after me. And I try to control that, very aggressive, you know, that avarice. But we're meant to, you know, grow up, have experiences, reproduce, love our children, build a better world. We're like a coral, or you can call us a fungus, or, you know, whatever. We build on top of each other, like a coral reef. And I know I live forever through the genetics of humanity. I know I go on for the species. You know, I kind of like those cultures that worship their ancestors, because, you know, that really makes sense to you know, I'm into humanity. I'm into the good things we do. I know that greedy, bad people that are malfunctioning tend to get in control and do really bad things, because I understand my own dark side. And so I fight the New World Order to feel good. I fight the New World Order for recreation. I fight the New World Order because I know humanity has a greater destiny than we have right now, and it's not depressing to me. I understand what it is. I understand there's bad. I understand that's part of the process. It's just the elite now have such high-powered technology that if they succeed, it will irrevocably alter and damage humanity with the genetic engineering, all the things that are already happening. And I'm not even saying those things shouldn't happen with genetic engineering. The public should be truly educated. We should have a choice. If the elite was so great and grand, then they would actually try to empower and lift up humanity. Instead, they try to mutate, dumb down humanity to make us more easy to manage and control, and then ultimately phase out, what the elite says, to just a few hundred million servants. And that's in official UN documents, 1996, biological diversity assessment. They want to reduce our numbers by 80%. And they make it fashionable to be in population control and all of this. What the yuppies don't know is it's them. That's why they can't have kids. They took the vaccine. It's filled with the passengen bound to the tetanus shot. They've been caught worldwide, and it sterilizes the woman. You know, men's sperm count down by over 85%. Hundreds of different plastic combinations that they could have chosen for global standardization 60 years ago. They picked the one form of plastic that leaches estrogen-mimicking hormones, the exact molecule to sterilize men and women or reduce their fertility. But, I mean, again, everything just connects into other areas of research. The whole point is that I fight them because they're dehumanizing and attacking humanity. And I realize by defending others, I'm defended. When we have an attitude of, oh, I don't care about anybody else but myself, I'm getting ahead, that actually, the other people don't care about you when you're getting screwed and hurt. And it, like, toxifies the social environment, and societies implode and collapse, like North Korea, or like Russia, or like Mexico, or all these other countries where people only care about themselves, or have been taught you can't fix anything, there's no hope, you can't do anything, I'll screw it, who cares, I'm only worried about me. But, I mean, it's serious, man. We have eugenics being carried out against us right now, and if people don't know what eugenics are, you better find out. Hitler learned everything he knew from the U.S. and England, and that's why they took all over 10,000 Nazis over here to run NASA, run eugenics, run everything that we have today was set up by basically British and Nazi scientists and U.S. scientists who were eugenicists, and that's why after the war they took them all over here. They fought over the eugenicists. They fought over getting them over here because they loved them and they loved what they did.
All right, folks, we have Alex Jones in the building. We're going to go right over to Alex right now.
My God, it's like, come on, stop it, Burmese. It's like I'm Elvis or something.
You are like Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read this Politico article?
Yeah.
Have you? I mean, it is amazing. I mean, it's not snarky. It goes through four pages.
No. Listen, the guy was trying to get a hold of me for 3 days. And for some reason, we didn't get the email. And then I call him finally Saturday night. He goes, I just filed it. It'll be out tonight or tomorrow. He wanted to have big quotes for me in there. But AOL came out with one about Bilderberg. And it's just, I mean, massive coverage everywhere. I mean, normally we get attacked two or three times a week in the press. You type Alex Jones and it's like 30 articles, most of them hit pieces.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely on the enemy's radar with this Obama deception. The issue is I rarely take off, but I went out with Tommy Pallotta, the film producer and director, after I went and saw premiere one of his movies at South by Southwest Saturday night. We went to a party with Rick Linkletter, and Rick said, hey, man, this is my best work, me and Orson Welles. And
Orson Welles.
That's the name of the film.
Oh, I had no idea.
No, me and Orson Welles were hanging out. they had a seance, and he was there. So he said, hey, I want you to come to my film. It's a sneak peek that no one even knows about for, you know, just his friends at the Paramount. And I have to say, it's Rick Linklater's best film. He told me, he said, this is my best work, and it's just amazing film. It's about the, you know, early Orson Welles in, like, the late 30s.
People don't understand. Orson Welles did what many consider
Rosebud.
To be.
He went after...
Well, not Rosebud. It's not called Citizen Kane.
But he went after Hurst.
William Randolph
Hearst and got blackballed.
Yeah, he played Hurst, and he played Hurst. It was supposed to be Hurst. But he also talked about how if you control the newspapers, he can control the thoughts of the people out there. He said, you supply me the stories.
The pictures, I'll supply the war.
That's right.
That was the Spanish-American War in 1898. Listen, I'm going to let you finish up the next 20 minutes. I'm going to have Tommy Pallotta in studio. But he's going to be here talking about his new film. But also just viral media itself overall. I never take off for South by Southwest, but I got invited to see this. I mean, it was weird being in this giant theater and there was like 60 people there because it was only for certain folks. But it was a lot of fun. And I have to say, Rick said, look, he's never said this to me. He said, this is my best film. And it is his best film. You know, Rick Linklater of Slacker and Dazed and Confused and School of Rock and so many other films. And of course, Waking Live and Scanner Dark Lamb and both those. They said, this is my best film. And it was just, it was just the casting, the actors.
I'm jealous.
The
cinematography.
Well, it's not out for 4 months. I mean,
exactly.
You're not supposed to show it. It's like super secret. But anyways, they shot it all on the Isle of Man in England. But it looks like it was shot in New York. They did a lot of that. But just an amazing film. So that's basically it with that. I'll be back in 19 minutes. Burmese, you take it away. And by the way, the Obama deception, as you know, number one on Google, number one on YouTube, going completely crazy. I also want to make an announcement to people about the film, an important announcement coming up. So you take it away, my friend.
All right, you got it. Before we go to callers, I want to thank our last sponsor of the day, www.mysolarbackup.com. Folks, 1,800 watts of power. You want to get off the grid, this is the way to do it. You can call them at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or go to mysolarbackup.com. All right, let's take your callers before Alex jumps back in about 20 minutes. Let's go to Jake in Kansas. Jake, what's on your mind? Yes, sir. Did we lose Jake?
No.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, all right. I have four things here. First is, I'm from Topeka, Kansas, so the first thing that comes to your mind is Governor Kathleen Sebelius.
Mm-hmm.
You pronounce it differently.
Yeah,
I want to know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to know if what the status is on that. Is she really now part of this federal program?
Yeah, she was announced in the beginning of February, and then Obama said that he wanted to use her 2 weeks ago in his new health plan. I think she's the Health and Human Services Secretary, I believe. Yeah, she's part of the administration for sure.
Didn't know if that went through all right. Okay, I'm really close to the KC Smartport. They have their own website there. It shows the big old huge city picture. I'd like to know the NAFTA status. Is that still stopped, or are they split it up in a billion different groups?
I know that at least down here, they took the private contracts away from Centricorp, which is this Mexican organization that is, I think they're in business dealings with Giuliani as well. But when they said that they ended the Trans-Texas Corridor, they just renamed it. Okay, and they gave it the bid to another company, so I would assume the same thing is going on. They can't let people know that this is part of the North American Union plan, because the North American Union still doesn't exist until, you know, Time Magazine does a similar article like they just did with the New World Order. So I would say that, they'll probably rename it, they'll probably give it to another contractor.
Okay. When the MIAC report came out, I got really scared and I quit all my groups, the Campaign for Liberty, and everything, until they're exposed for profiling people like that, because I don't want to go to a prison. I vowed to myself I'd never break the law, and I'll never be in prison my whole life, you know?
Yeah, but you're not breaking the law. Let me say that's a really defeatist attitude, and I thank you for the call, Jake. I mean, for you, you should have joined more organizations. I mean, to leave Campaign for Liberty, Campaign for Liberty is all about taking back the government for and by the people. Again, running for political office in your community to have a positive effect. And because they put out documents equating us with terrorists, this MIAC document, you shouldn't just... listen, you're on the list already, buddy. It doesn't matter if you leave the organizations. If there's a profile or a database on these organizations, you're already in it. You already committed to it. So why leave the organizations now? Do you think that they're going to, you know, they're going to say, oh, you know, now that you left, you're okay. You don't have to go to the camp. That's not how it works. You're still, you know, probably on the red list. I'm sorry. I mean, I just can't believe that. Come on, man. Buck up. I understand that, you know, you can get a little scared when you see a document showing that if you're handing out America freedom to fascism, you might shoot cops. That if you have a Ron Paul bumper sticker, you're a national security threat. Yeah, I understand that that makes you uncomfortable, but you can't back down. I mean, I'm not going to back down. All right, let's jump to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you there?
How are you?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling. I've noticed I've just been listening for about 3 months, and I'd like to first say it's great to find information that puts to fact what I've been suspecting for about 15, 20 years now. But I've noticed here in the last 2 weeks when I get on Yahoo Buzz, if I mention Alex, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, when I've mentioned the Missouri deal, for some reason those posts aren't coming up. And I'm not the only one that's noticing this. This is on
All right, I got to let you go because the echo on your phone. But, I mean, they have admitted, the Dig Berry Brigades. We started getting way too big on Dig and re-edit and all that stuff. So they started having administrators bury our stories. Google Video has been caught numerous times censoring our videos. So, you know, the next step is to censor commentators who want to bring up this information, who want to link people to websites, who want to link people to a lot of this stuff. You know, I mean, I'm having a guy having trouble posting my InfoWarrior shows on Google. They just take them down and say he doesn't have the rights to them. Meanwhile, I give the rights to anybody to post these on the Internet so they can go viral. So what's the deal? Let's jump to Mark in Texas. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I have some good information on my field of interest, which is working in the health field for about 15 years, and I've taken insulin shots for about 20,
mm-hmm.
and have worked with a handful of people here. I'm not perfect in everything. I've had my challenges in life, but I got poisoned by a little bit of a human growth hormone factor that had gotten in a batch of yeast, and I got a sample of it. And most of the big drug companies, and I've talked to a few of them, they manufacture HGH and insulin, both of them,
mm-hmm.
and serious weapons against people. In actuality, if you want to study on the side, you can look up diabetic folks that then get HGH, which creates a reaction with them and really detriments them, almost looking like Nazi camp folks. You'd be surprised if you look at the research.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is I'm on y'all's side, and I just found a scripture recently on conscience, and thoughts on it. Maybe you could share it. I don't know if you have a Bible there with you, but kind of be interesting if you could share with me a little bit, because you seem like I've heard you do the radio shows a couple of times recently, and I'm kind of new to some of the things here, but had a background with listening to a fellow named Roy Masters, and also been studying the Bible the last couple of years, try to get my head straight and get my life straight, and kind of thankful y'all are getting the word out on a lot of this other wacky stuff that people do.
Well, that's what we try to do here. You know, this is basically a secular program, but we do try to report the news stories that the mainstream media just refuses to go over, and we do try to help people get to that information and spread it out to, you know, their communities, their friends, their family, their churches, any way to get it out there. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Adam in New Mexico. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, sir. Thank you.
First off, this morning I wake up to the radio every morning. My alarm goes off. The DJs this morning are talking about everything that's going on in Albuquerque. I'm living in Santa Fe. And the Albuquerque, the big corruption, the multi-millions being stolen from all these people in our city council and everything. And they're talking about revolution this and civil war that. And so I called in immediately, got right on the air, no hesitation. And I said, and the guy was so, just like what the couple of callers ago, the guy with the defeatist attitude sounded exactly like the DJ this morning. I called him up and I said, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you people? We are not defeated by any means by these people. The reason why they're trying to is because they realize that we have all the power, number one. And if we do anything against this, it'll fail. It doesn't have to become a civil war or any kind of physical violent confrontation. It doesn't have to go that way. But it was surprising how many people were calling in this morning to the radio station after I got off, and they went on with this all morning long for the rest of the show. And they said, you know, everybody's talking about getting your guns and, you know, bucking up and all this good stuff. And I just said, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. It can be prevented, number one. So and that's something that I feel like I have to communicate across the board today. This is actually my first time calling in to the radio show.
Meanwhile, that, yeah, exactly. That will play right into their hands. You know, if people rise up in a physical revolution, then they get to bring in the National Guard. Then they get to openly end posse comitatus right in front of everybody. I think it does play into their hand. I thank you for the call. Great caller. We're going to come back, finish with your callers, then Alex Jones and Tommy Pallotta at the top of the hour. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and TheInfoWarrior.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
All right, we are live. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be in studio with Tommy Pallotta. You can see that live over at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to try to get through the rest of the callers in this segment. Let's go to Charles in Missouri. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just recently have heard of a Nasara or the National Economic Security and Reformation Act. I didn't know if you were familiar with that or if
I am not familiar with it. Why don't you enlighten us?
Well, I just recently read about it in a Newswatch magazine. I called some of my friends here in town. They were familiar with it. But evidently, it's a good thing. I don't see how it's ever going to really happen.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's supposedly, just try to keep it brief, this thing sat around up on Capitol Hill for a while, getting no action, being stalled. And then late one evening in March of 2000, a written quorum call was hand-delivered by Delta Force and Navy SEALs to only members of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives who were sponsors and co-sponsors of NASARA. The members were immediately accompanied by the Delta Force and Navy SEALs to their respective voting chambers where they passed it. Upon the announcement of this thing, of the passage of it, it's supposed to restore constitutional law. And there's quite a few other things on here, you know, abolish the income tax, initiates the U.S. Treasury bank system.
Why don't you send that information over to Aaron at Infowars.com, Rob D at Infowars.com, and producer at Infowars.com, because I would be very interested to read that document. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Mike in Rhode Island. Mike, what's on your mind?
How's it going? Jason. Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, are you there?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh. Jason, I just got calling. I just watched the trailer for the New World Order documentary film by Andrew Meyer. And,
yes.
I forget the other director's name. Do you have any idea when that's going to be released so I can get a copy?
I don't know if they're releasing it on DVD right away or it's going to be exclusively on the IFC. I think it premieres sometime within the next 4 to 6 weeks, I believe. And it was the world premiere over at South by Southwest. So I'm thinking the IFC is going to be playing it in the next 4 to 6 weeks. You can probably check their website or check the press releases on it. They're doing a lot of stories on it right now, so I would assume it's going to be soon.
Okay, Jason. So you stayed in Austin permanently now? Or?
Oh, yeah. I do a nightly show from 9 to midnight Central Time. It's called The Info Warrior. We got it on PrisonPlanet.tv. So I do a five night a week show. I'm working on a film out here. You know, it's just a great gig.
Oh, beautiful. I hope to see you in New York again for September 11th.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I'll definitely see you there, man. I'll talk to you later, my friend. I'm going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Alina in Canada. Alina, what's on your mind? Yes, ma'am.
Hello there.
Yes.
Hi, Jason. How's it going?
Good.
You guys are doing an amazing job, and I've been a long-time listener here up in Canada and been watching your videos, and I've seen the recent documentary, The Obama Obsession, or whatever.
What do you think of the Obama deception in 30 seconds, ma'am?
It's a very powerful and very... very well thought out and well put together documentary, and I've downloaded it and I'm trying to, you know, make my neighbors and stuff aware of it. But,
well, that's what we need to do. We need to spread this information out there. I thank you for the call, Lena. We'll be back with Alex Jones and Tommy Pallotta. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.